news, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Let them know. Hi, good evening. Welcome to live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO. I'm in a new spot here at Sydney High School, and I get people that get to walk in front of me the entire game long. We're talking about the people singing the national anthem. I have never been in this spot, but this will be the third time I'm in Sydney, the third different spot that I have been allocated. We will try to make it work the best we can. I'm a little bit raised over court level, but again, it's in a spot where everybody gets to walk in front of you on the way to their seat, or to get something to eat, or to go to the bathroom, or whatever the need may be, or to just leave, however it goes. So again, a very inauspicious start. We are at Sydney High School for a very much anticipated boys MAC basketball game between the Sydney Warriors hosting the Unitigo Spartans. Both teams sit atop the boys MAC lead with a 6-0 record. Unitigo is at 10-1 overall. Sydney is at 7-3 overall. So Unitigo not only with the experience on their side, but a slightly better all-around record. But they match, Sydney and Unitigo match identical 6-0 league marks. So we're going to jump right into this here. The girls game just completed, won by Unitigo. Sydney gave them a game, though. Score there was 40-29. We're going to come back and take a look at both teams, Coach Jim Knight and Unitigo, Coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors. It's all part of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both Sydney and Unitigo the best in tonight's ballgame. We'll be back, as I said, to take a look at both teams more in depth, and I've got stats to back up what I'm saying. Take a break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's
me.
Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey back with you for the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. And I'm getting my first look at these statistics. One thing caught me off guard tonight. I figured with the girls starting at 5:30, I had till about 6:30, 20 to 7 to come in, get my names in the scorebook, get acclimated, read the stats, put the highlighter to it. No, 20 of 6 or 20 of 7, and the girls are done. So we really had to jump to attention here, but we'll be all right. Just take my time and get it right. There's about 8 minutes to go before the opening ceremonies, and we will have the national anthem sung live on the air with a WCDO microphone tonight. So there's the bonus for you. Unitinko comes in, as I said, 10-1, and the statistics that I will give will be the overall. I do have the league and the overall. Let's just go with the overall. They're averaging 59.4 points per game. Their one loss was a Shenango Valley setback, but again, another character-building lesson learned for Coach Jim Knight's team. And Shenango Valley is one of the best in the Southern Tier Athletic Conference. So that was a good, if you're going to call it a good loss, that's the game to do it. They have two gentlemen that lead in double figures for scoring, and that is Travis Woods at 13.1 and Dan Shelton, who has been really hot as of late with 13.3 points a game. And you're looking at two of the guards, Tyler Butler at 7.7 and Phil Young's 8.8. Chipping in with strong points. Quinn Barnhart also at 6.3 and Kellen Comenda 4.5. Kellen Comenda will see probably more action tonight, and the reason is because Phil Young's senior guard leader, junior, 5'7", junior Phil Young, second year on the varsity, so pardon my assumption there, but he is just now back with doctor's clearance. I don't know the nature of his injury, but he was not able to play or practice the last 4 or 5 days. He just got doctor's clearance either yesterday or today. He's only been able to shoot around. So he'll be out on the court. He may not see a lot of action over a long stretch of time. I got to think he's a runner. I mean, he's a hustler. His stamina might be down a little bit. So Kellen Comenda will play very, very important into this because as the first guard off the bench, he now becomes a very important part of the equation for Coach Knight. From the free throw line, Unitinko is 61%. They're 92 for 150. But what makes this interesting is, the tall people, is that Sydney is shooting 72%, markedly better, but they're only 52 for 72. So they're not getting to the line nearly as much as Unitinko. And leading the way is Travis Woods for an amazing 30 for 36 at 83%. So kudos to him. And, of course, when you're looking at rebounds, you're looking at Travis Woods at 7.5, Dan Shelton at 5.6. So between scoring and rebounding, it's Woods and Shelton. It's a forward or big man heavy a scoring and rebounding attack for Unitinko, but you also have, you know, Tyler Butler in there at 7.7. And I'm looking for steals, the number one guy. There's a three-way mishmash for steals. Kellen Comenda at 2.5, Phil Young's at 2.5, and Dan Shelton at 2.3, all averaging over two steals per game. Travis Woods, a key stat, 3 blocks per ball game. Assist-wise, it is Butler with 24 on the year. Phil Youngs has 17 on the year. 36 for Youngs and 22 for Dan Shelton. They're averaging 10.7 assists per game. Sydney at 10 assists per game. Very interesting comparison. Over to the Sydney Warriors. They're led by Damian Zimmer with 12.3 points per ball game, followed closely by Billy Kozak at 11.7. Remember, he had the 26-point night. 6 three-pointers against Afton 2 weeks ago. Brandon Walters, real steady at 11 points. He doesn't have many more than 14 usually, and he never has less than 8. So he's pretty steady at 11 points per ball game. Also in the scoring mix is Mike Cruz, part-time starter, 5.2 a game, and Joe Matzel, the other part-time starter, at 5.3. They've started seven or eight different guys this year in Coach Mike Brzee's team. They are 7-3, as I said. Three-point shooting. Unitigo has 25 threes in 79 tries, led by Dan Shelton far and away. He's got 14 of the 25, shooting at 47%. Not too shabby. For Sydney, they've turned it up a little bit on Unitigo with 33 successes in 95 tries. Billy Kozak has 14. Brandon Walters has 9. So 23 of the 33 between those two gentlemen. Other scoring stats for Sydney. Rebounding leader is Joe Matzel at 5.2. Mike Cruz at 4.2. And Damian Zimmer actually leads them all at 5.7. See what I told you? I don't have my highlighter. 5.7 for Zimmer. So three guys with four rebounds a game or more. Block shots, Matzel at 1.8. It's one of the parts of his game he really enjoys is blocking shots. But he doesn't come close to Travis Woods in the statistical end of that. Steals, it is Damian Zimmer with three a game and Brandon Walters with two per game. And assists, no doubt, Billy Kozak's the guy who feeds it to the shooters, 4.2 assists per game. That's a good number for all that he has to do. If he could actually up that two or three per game going down the stretch, he would be the whole package as just a sophomore point guard for Coach Mike Brzee's team. 2 minutes away from the start of our activities, we do want to give you the starting lineups, but we also will have the national anthem sung live on WCDO tonight, so stick around. It's Unitigo, Sydney, both 6-0 in boys' MAC, and you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Going to have the anthem now sung live.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say
just push it. There you go. Oh, all right. Starting lineup. If we can get the microphone cord to reach. And now the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First for the Spartans from Unitigo, a 6 foot junior, number 20, Tyler Butler. A 5 foot 7 inch junior, number 22, Phil Youngs. A 6 foot 3 inch senior, number 30, Dan Shelton. A 6 foot 5 inch senior, number 42, Travis Woods. And a 6 foot 2 inch junior, number 44, Quinn Barnhart. And the head coach, the Unitigo Spartans, is Mr. Jim Knight.
No real surprise for any of those starters. And, again,
and now the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. A 6 foot junior, number 11, Damian Zimmer. A 6 foot junior, number 14, Mike Ward. A 5 foot 5 inch sophomore, number 21, Billy Kozak. A 5 foot 11 inch junior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And a 6 foot 3 inch junior, number 44, Joe Metzel. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee.
All right, thank you. Wow, this is weird having to sit this far back and have to stretch a corded microphone. Another thing I don't want to do. But we made it work because they sang the anthem. I was showing people, don't trip over the cord. Don't trip over the cord. All right, we should be good. And singers, by the way, from the Sydney High School Chorus, Hannah Wood, Madison Cutting, Bryn Davey, and Trevor Northrup. Yes, that's right. My daughter was one of them. Not easy to do because this is a packed house, so it is always a bit of a nerve-wracker. All right, we are ready to go with the tip-off. It will be Metzel and Woods, and Woods with not only the tap, but the finish on a feed from Shelton. That looks like a set play. And Sydney almost turns the ball over on their first possession with Unitigo and a scrambling pressure defense. And now settling into a man-to-man defense, and that is the Achilles heel of Sydney. When they play a zone against Sydney, they do very well. It is Zimmer to Metzel. His shot blocked by Woods. Travis Woods off to a superb start in the early going. He got the tap. He scored the first basket. Got the first block. 2-0 in favor of Unitigo, dressed in dark green this year. Now a pass down the lane for Barnhart, but turned over as the pass went off of his hands. It was Tyler Butler trying to zip a pass in there. Good look, though. And I think that play may work later on if Sydney's not ready for it. Mike Ward into the starting lineup tonight. He's usually one of the first men off the bench, playing more of a guard, and he overshoots on a pass to Damian Zimmer. It's turned back over. Sydney feeling the nerves in the early going. 6:52 to play, and it's 2-0 in favor of the visiting Spartans. Shelton at the top of the key. Sydney also playing in a man-to-man defense. Basketball the way it should be played, although don't tell that to Jim Boeheim. On a nice turnaround spin move by Quinn Barnhart, he is fouled on the shot by Damian Zimmer. He's committed his first foul, and that's our first team foul of the night, Barnhart. Shooting a pair from the line. The first one is good. And Barnhart from the line this year, 7 for 16. So not a great percentage, just 44. He's going to improve it with the first one being made. Second shot for number 44. His second year on the varsity is no good. Metzel and Woods going up for the rebound. Looks like maybe a little touch foul there. Or maybe it just went out of bounds. There does not look to be a foul called there. So it is Sydney's ball. And again, pressure defense. Walters with one dribble backwards. Now he goes to Zimmer, who's going to drive in and somehow snakes his way in between the defenders for the basket, and he's fouled. The foul is on Quinn Barnhart. This is kind of weird, my scorebook, because in my haste to fill out the numbers, I put Unitigo on the home side and Sydney on the visitor's side. That'll work in the first half, but it'll confuse me in the second half. Zimmer trying to cap off the three-point play, and he does. So we are tied at three. I have little desk here. I don't have much room to put all my stuff, but we'll make it work. 3-3, 6-10 to go. Underneath, a nice feed by Phil Youngs. Missed on the shot, I believe, with Butler. In transition, Kozak to Zimmer. Over to Walters on the left perimeter. Unitigo girls won the opener 40-29. The pass goes to Walters. Trying to move in, but he can't. Good defense by the Unitigo Spartans. Matzel out there in three-point land. He's going to take an elbow jumper. It's off the rim, no good. Walters trying to keep it alive and does. Should say Ward kept it alive to Matzel. And then from behind, somebody knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's ball. 32 seconds on the shot clock, 5:37 on the game clock. We're tied at three. Defense so far has been the dominant force here. Walters open for three. No, off the back of the rim. Matzel again tries to keep it alive. This time it's tapped right to Dan Shelton. Shelton storms up the right side, but gets sealed off there by Walters. Off to Phil Youngs. We'll keep an eye on him, just how much stamina he has. And it looks like he's going to drive down the lane and score. So it just as Youngs makes his first basket of the night on a great drive down the middle, Coach Knight has Kellen Komenda ready to come in for him for that stamina reason. But Youngs just showed he's ready to go. 5-3, Spartans lead. Spartans with far more experience on the court. A lot of these guys played last year as sophomores and juniors. Nice backdoor to Ward, but he airballed it. Matzel, Johnny on the spot to catch that. Walters in the corner. Kozak alone for three. Around the rim and no good. Reaching up high for the rebound is Danny Shelton. And he gives it off to Youngs, who will direct the offense with 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Shelton, two dribbles and done. Off to Barnhart, stolen by Ward. Ward's one on two, he needs some help. Goes behind the back, turns around, puts it up and in. Mike Ward, nice play by the junior. Not known for his ball handling, but he made it work there. Good hustle. 5-5, tied for the second time. Shelton to the left side. Stopped by Barnhart. Back to Shelton. Oh, back pass, almost no. Back court, Shelton saves it. 13 on the shot clock. Barnhart was wide open, and Unitigo tried to yell to him, to the guys to find him, and they didn't. Driving baseline, 4 on the shot clock. Throw up there by Barnhart, and it goes out of bounds, and the buzzer was sounding anyway for the shot clock violation. So Phil Youngs comes out. Jim Knight told me before the game that he didn't say what the nature of the injury was, but did say that Phil Youngs is playing in pain tonight, but he is playing, and so far has done well. Ward, quick pass to Walters to beat the press. Matzel, back to Ward. He's wide open. Nope, not now that he's got the ball. Kozak, picked up by Komenda there. Over to Zimmer on the left side. Ward at the foul line. The stop, wheels back, goes to Zimmer. Zimmer one dribble and done. Back to Kozak. 10 on the shot clock for Sydney. Walters to Zimmer. Zimmer going to drive in, and shot blocked majestically by Travis Woods. Off to Tyler Butler driving in on Brandon Walters, and Walters will be called for the block. Wow, the drive for Sydney, it was inevitable from my vantage point that Travis Woods was just going to reject that layup attempt. So at the line, Tyler Butler, and he misses the first one. Comes in on the year 14 for 27, just 52%. Second one looks much better. And now Unitigo leads by one. Dangerous pass from Kozak to Walters somehow gets through. Had steel written all over it. 6-5, 2:52 left first quarter. Not many whistles blowing yet. Ward zips it to the right side for Kozak. Lofts the pass into Walters. Bounce pass to Matzel. Turns around. Let the ball come down. Now to Ward. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. Shelton. Pass up ahead to Barnhart. Sneaking in to get the ball with a steal is Damian Zimmer. Up the left side he comes. Crosses over a bit to the top of the key for Kozak. And he'll start the offense there. Still man-to-man. Pick and roll play. And Walter says, no, I won't pass to Matzel. He's guarded too closely. Ward around a screen. He's going to go a little jump hook around the rim. No. Pick up the loose ball. It is Butler. Butler to Komenda, looking back to Coach Jim Knight for the play. 2:05 left. This could be another game we're done before 8:30, like on a Wednesday night. Komenda, left side this time. Now it's Butler from around a screen. Up and good. Didn't even touch the rim. First three-pointer of the night. For Tyler Butler, that's his sixth three-pointer of the year. Walters open for a 10-footer. That's off the front of the rim. Unitigo starting to take command here. It's 9-4. Sydney still with her starting five in the ballgame. The only sub for Unitigo. Predictable. Kellen Komenda coming in for just activated Phil Youngs. Corner shot missed by Barnhart. Damian Zimmer with a rebound. Quickly up to the right side comes Kozak. Back to Zimmer. Elbow, nope, he won't take it. Ward to the left side. Walters. Zimmer, and they'll slow it down a little bit. They'll go with more of a 1-4. Kozak still with a dribble around the screen by Ward. He'll take the three, and it's off. Woods in control of the ball. Under a minute to play first quarter. Unitigo slowing it down now on their side. Imagine having only 9 points in the first quarter and still leading by four. Komenda to Barnhart, to Shelton. Nice ball movement. Butler for three. No, not this time. Zimmer with a rebound. Outlets to Kozak. Right back to Zimmer. Kozak near the block asset midcourt. 9-5. 30 seconds to go. Sydney can't quite play for the last shot. Billy Kozak looking on the left wing to Mike Ward. Matzel, right wing. Back to Ward. Back to Matzel. Now Brandon Walters with it, guarded by Butler. Walters goes inside. Matzel, the turnaround. No, way off the mark. Ward almost gets the offensive rebound right off his hands. 5 seconds to play. Let's see what Unitigo does at the finish. Right back, it's going to be Butler, a long three air ball. But Unitigo takes the early lead, 9-5. We were tied twice. And not a lot of offense to brag about for either team. But we will take a break. It's a fast and furious Friday night of basketball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Right back at it for the second quarter. This is probably where the coaches are going to start utilizing their timeout opportunities. Mike Ward back to Billy Kozak to the left side for Walters. Couple of dribbles and has to go back. That's one of the downfalls of their man-to-man offense, is they retreat more than they go forward. Zimmer lost or missed a three-pointer and then off the hands of Mike Ward. He's come very close to getting some key offensive rebounds. Somehow can't hang on to the basketball. He's very good at holding on to the football. He had two of the best football catches of the year in the entire section. And a nice drive by Kellen Komenda. Fakes the pass to the corner and takes it himself for the bucket. Kellen Komenda, one of five players to score for Unitigo. And who has not scored? Their leading scorer, Dan Shelton. Kozak drives in hard off the double team. Goes to Walters. Now it's short on the air ball, or on the shot. And nobody went to get the basketball. So Unitigo gets it somehow. Eventually, 11-5, they lead. Driving in off the hands of Matzel. He almost had a steal. Shelton lost the pass into Woods. It's picked off, though, by Walters. Good anticipation. They tried to go a pick and roll. Kozak to the right side. Zimmer's going to try to drive to the hoop and miss it. He gets his own rebound on the other side. Looks for somebody to pass to, and a jump ball alternate possession. Tyler Butler doing the defensive work for Unitigo. So 11-5, the score with 6:47 to go, second quarter. Komenda still in there for Phil Youngs for Unitigo as the point guard. Starter still in for Sydney. Driving in again with Komenda, but he fakes it again and shoots and misses this time. Kozak through the double team acrobatic. I think Sydney opposition knows that the best way to get to them is through the man-to-man defense. Walters and somebody tied up. Oh, that's substitute number 50, Nick Becht, in the ballgame. Nick Becht is a 6'2 junior. Kozak, meanwhile, will inbound. Into the corner for Walters. Back up top of the key for Zimmer. And also into the ballgame, David Van Alstine. He with the white headband, number 10. 5'5 junior for Unitigo. Zimmer for three. Finally, Sydney off the five-point schneid. And Zimmer has a three-point play and a three-pointer. And predictably comes the timeout. It's a short timeout called for by Coach Jim Knight. Really can't tell you when the next game is going to be because now it is Regents and midterms. So that means the teams are off from competition. They'll still practice, but the competition is done until next. Well, most teams resume on Friday. There's a couple of games, I think, girls' games possibly on Thursday. But we'll pick one of the Friday night games and certainly let you know. This game is available on WCDO On Demand or Sports On Demand through WCDOradio.com. If you're listening via a headset here tonight or at home and you know that you've got Grandma down in Florida wishing she could hear it, well, they got a computer and internet access. They'll be able to do that, WCDOradio.com, Sports On Demand, and then pick the right game. 11-8 is our score. Unitigo in a chess match right now over Sydney. 19 points. Here's a steal by Zimmer off Komenda. Zimmer trying to finish. The layup no good. Rebound Mike Ward. The turnaround is good. Mike Ward battling all night on the boards against guys 5 and 6 inches taller has had two go down like that. And it's suddenly a game 11-10. Komenda staggering just a little bit, waiting for the back door for Beck, and he snuck another step in there. Turn back over to Sydney. Warriors catching a little bit of momentum coming out of the 32nd timeout, which ironically was called by Jim Knight. So it's Kozak with the basketball to the high post and Joe Matzel. Matzel trying to be patient. One dribble back to Kozak. Kozak driving in on Van Alstine. Now to Walters, 16 on the shot clock. Mike Ward comes around. 12-footer miss. Rebound by Walters. Looks to zip it back out to Ward. Looks like it could have been a double dribble, too. And Jim Knight asking the official, don't you think so? Obviously, we're still playing, so he doesn't think so. And Damian Zimmer found a little bit of a hole in the defense. Got right in and not only made the layup, but got Travis Woods up in the air on a body foul. So that is his first, and Damian Zimmer has given Sydney their first lead. Cannot hit the three-pointer to finish it, but he's got 8 points, and Sydney now with their first lead of the game, and they've scored seven in a row. 12-11, Warriors on top. Van Alstine playing some more of the point guard along with Kellen Komenda. Dan Shelton still scoreless in the game, being held out there by Mike Ward. Van Alstine top of the key. Bailey Kozak takes him. Van Alstine calls the play. Goes to his left behind the screen by Barnhart. Now off to Komenda. He's open. 10-foot jump shot. Missed. Coming in for the rebound is Damian Zimmer. Warriors now trying to expand the lead. This would be considered a mild upset if Sydney can pull off the home victory. Unitigo has hardly been challenged this year, especially in the MAC. Kozak top of the key to Zimmer. Around a screen by Ward. Left side for Walters. Now to Matzel behind Walters. Doesn't take the shot. 10 on the shot clock. Driving in is Ward. The jump stop. And he came to a stop. Nicely done. Kozak needs to, somebody needs to shoot. Zimmer, long distance for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. And now Walters tied up with Shelton. And a bit of a, one of the few times that the guys can have a little ego thing going. It's who's tougher as to who comes up with the basketball. I see Brandon Walters give a little bit of a smile. I didn't see Dan Shelton smiling at all. But now Unitigo has the, thanks to the 50-50 rule, they've got the ball and a chance to take the lead. Komenda shut off from, or rather Barnhart shut off on the baseline. Nicely done by Walters defensively. Both teams playing extremely well on the defense. Low post pass to Woods. He's double teamed. The turnaround, little shot, no good. Rebound, Metzl. Well, actually, it went out of bounds first. 3:09 left in the second quarter, 12-11. Sydney has come from 6 points down and leads by one. 7-point run for the Warriors in front of their home crowd, but we've got a lot of Unitigo faithful here, too. Damian Zimmer, Billy Kozak. Just got to say their names because the passing is very quick. Double team. Now it's to Matzel in the right wing. Walters on top. Now to Ward. And again, he's open for a short shot. And he takes it and makes it. He's finding a little bit of territory in the paint that he is calling his own. He's got 6 points. Mike Ward does. 14-11. And an 8-point run. Make that a 9-point run for the Sydney Warriors. Barnhart backing in. Off to Komenda for three. Yes! And we're tied at 14. Kellen Komenda spots up. He's got 5 points in this quarter. So it's turned into a heck of a ball game, defensive oriented, but a 3-point shot's going to stick out like it just did with Komenda. Neither team's led by more than six. Kozak and Ward playing catch out front. Now Zimmer driving in hard. The elbow jumper partially blocked by Komenda himself. Now he takes the point. Crossing half court, 1:45 to go in the half. We'll have this first half done before 20-8. Shelton held scoreless so far, and I don't even know if he's taken a shot, to be honest with you. Blocking foul as Travis Woods backs in. That'll go on Joe Matzel. And for Matzel, that is his first. There's only been five fouls called so far. Kellen Komenda comes off the floor with a lot of attaboys from the coaching and his teammates on the bench. Phil Youngs is back in. There's Shelton for three. Well, he wasn't going to stay quiet for long, was he? No, indeed. And it's 17-14 now. In fact, the referee, Dave, I know that guy, Dave. Can't remember his last name, but he's got to fix the net before we can play on. Talk about a momentum swing. 2 3-pointers in a row for the Warriors. Or excuse me, for the Spartans. Billy Kozak almost had a glint of hope for 3-pointer from the top of the key, but Van Alstine right there to put a hand in his face. Walters gets away from Youngs. He's open for a 12-footer way off the mark. Rebound Barnhart ahead to Van Alstine. It's Phil Youngs back in the game, guarded by Damian Zimmer. I love the man-to-man defense. It's what it's all about here. Under a minute to play, 53 seconds. Shelton picked up by Ward. Barnhart fakes the dribble. Around the screen comes Butler. Open, or no, make that Phil Young. Yes, it is Tyler Butler. My bad. My apologies. 2 3-pointers for a guy that came in shooting just, 16%, I think. So doesn't matter how many you take, how many you make, and he's made 2 out of 3 tonight. 20-14, 3 in a row. Kozak backing up, trying to absorb the contact, banks in a 2-point shot. And boy, was that a timely one for Sydney, because it was a 9-point run for Unitigo. Butler off to Shelton for another 3, this time off the rim, rebounded in good position by Brandon Walters. Sydney down to 3 seconds to go. And an offensive foul called on the... Was it an offensive foul or was it the clock? Looks like he was out of bounds. Van Alstine going to go long for Young's. Tapped out of there by Zimmer into the Sydney fans. But no clock. No time went off the clock. Boy, does that help Unitigo. My goodness. No time went off the clock? Seriously? Butler, can he crank another 3? He's going to try. No, way off. Well, the clock wound up being a non-issue. 20-16, what a game we've had, and it's not a lot of offense. But when it comes in bunches. 20-16, and we are, 20 minutes into this game and played 16 minutes at all? It seems like it anyway. Well, we'll take a well-deserved break and come back with a Maravito halftime report looking at the numbers a little deeper. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney High School, where we just witnessed a most remarkable half, not in the number of points that were scored, but kind of in the way they were scored. It's one of those shake-your-head moments going, man, these guys are so, they're so offensively gifted. Where are the points coming from? Because the defense was really ruling, and then just when you thought it was going to be a real low-scoring half, came a barrage of three-pointers by Unitigo. Three in a row. In fact, they've had more three-pointers than two-pointers in this game, and I'll talk about that in just a moment as we settle in for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. The phone number, calling 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. So to expand on that thought a little bit, Sydney and Unitigo were early on tied at 3 and tied at 5. Then Unitigo went on a 6-point run and had an 11-5 lead. They ended the first quarter 9-5, scored the first bucket. In fact, it was Kellen Komenda scoring the first bucket in the second quarter, making it 11-5. Thank you. And then Sydney went on a tear. Damian Zimmer hit a 3. Mike Ward with an offensive rebound and another spot-up jumper, along with a bank shot by Billy Kozak. And Damian Zimmer with almost a three-point play, but he made the basket, missed the free throw. They took, from the 11-5 mark, Sydney scored 9 in a row to go up 14-11. And then Kellen Komenda strikes with a three-pointer. Then Dan Shelton, and his only shot of the first half, nails a three-pointer. And then finally Tyler Butler, for good measure, keeps that streak going with another three-pointer to make it 20-16 as we end the first half. Remember, this is for first place in the MAC, and there aren't many games left. You get with 12 in the league, you play everybody once. That's 11 games. So they're a little bit more than halfway through, and this game very crucial because it's the only time they face each other. After that, it's Oxford at 5-1, Green at 5-2. Unadilla Valley at 4-2, Hancock at 4-2, and BG at 4-3. Now, I understand BG, who was supposed to play Green on the schedule tonight, Coach Greg Warren told me that when they played in December, it was suddenly declared a Sus League game. So BG will not get the chance to play Green tonight or again until possibly the mini tournament. Let's see if I can find all the boys' things here. BG boys were supposed to play tonight. They will not play again until they play Sydney a week from tonight. And that game will be at Bainbridge Guilford. Afton boys are playing Harpersville tonight. That would have been a game I would have normally done because both teams looking for a win. Harpersville with just one league win, Afton without a league win. And that would have been a good game to do between those two teams. And, of course, we know Sydney and Unitigo are here tonight. As far as the girls go, according to my schedule, tonight BG is at Green, and that is the girls' game. I think that one is still on. Afton is Harpersville also tonight. It looks like they're playing the quadruple headers games tonight. Sydney lost here to Unitigo 40-29 in the opener. And the folks that were here the entire night said it was a pretty good game. Unitigo had a little shooting trouble here in this gym, but was a good game. And then Harpersville, well, that's the other part of the equation. They're all local tonight. Afton is hosting the Harpersville girls, according to this schedule. And, of course, Harpersville leads the girls' MAC at 6-0. 2.5 minutes away. I think I've given all, no, I haven't given the scoring leaders. Damian Zimmer for Sydney with 8 points, 1 three-pointer, one free throw and 2 tries. Mike Ward, 3 baskets for 6. Bill Kozak, 1 basket for 2. Joe Matzel has not scored, and there have been no subs for Sydney tonight, which is not like the way they've normally played this year. For Unitigo, they are led by Tyler Butler with 7 points. We've got 3 for Dan Shelton, 5 for Kellen Komenda, 2 for Phil Youngs. In fact, he scored the first points of the game. Travis Woods with a basket for 2. And Quinn Barnhart, 1 for 2 from the line for the 1 point. And so Unitigo, 3 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. Sydney, 6 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line. The score, 20-16. We're going to take our break, second break of the halftime, Morabito Halftime Report. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in Robert Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert Eye Care Associates.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, thanks again to the Morabito Energy Products folks and for the sponsorship of the halftime. The pep band, that's the sound you hear, is the pep band for Sydney. And anybody can play the drums, and I think that's proof right there going on. Oh, goodness. And as is usual with the Sydney parking situation, there are people double and triple parked illegally for fire lane violations. Luckily, I parked in the front by the flagpole and everything's good. All right, here we go. Sydney, Unitigo. Spartans lead 20-16. We start the second half. Sydney in the white uniforms, maroon trim, and numbers and letters, and the warrior head on each side. Brandon Walters starts with a firing from the left elbow and misses. Both teams 6-0 in Mid-State Athletic Conference play, and the over-under on this game is going to be an under, pretty much. Double dribble called on Travis Woods, who was a little startled he got called for that. So a missed shot and a turnover as the administration for Sydney tries to enforce that law of the parking fire lane violations. But inside, we're just as intense. Damian Zimmer, bounce pass down in the blocks to Walters. How he got it up through the hands of Barnhart and Woods, I don't know. But he does. Brandon Walters, first basket of the night. He is a double-figure scorer. So just like Dan Shelton, he hasn't had much success. Shelton just 1-for-1 in his shooting. There goes Butler for 3. He's made 2 tonight. Missed it. Shelton with a rebound for 2. Dan Shelton with 5 points. 22-18 Unitigo by 4. 6:45 left in the third quarter. The coaches have all but their one 30-second timeout available to them. Brandon Walters trying to get around the defense. And a push called in there on Kellen Komenda, who gets the start, by the way, for the second half. Nobody in foul trouble. Nobody with more than one. Kozak lost a dangerous pass toward half court to Walters. Kozak around, zips a pass to the left side for Walters. It's short. There to catch it is Travis Woods. Off to Komenda. He and Shelton and Tyler Butler and Quinn Barnhart and, did I say Dan Shelton? I think I did. Komenda looking on the right wing. Backs it out just a bit. Sydney stays man-to-man. Unitigo has stayed man-to-man. Fun basketball. Hard-working defense. It is Butler ranging on a 15-foot jumper. Missed. And then Travis Woods almost out-hustled Joe Matzel to get the loose ball. Matzel seemed a little nonchalant. Don't do that against Travis Woods. He'll snatch it right from you, but it did go out of bounds. Sydney's ball trailing by four, under 6 minutes to go already. Mike Ward, who had a good first half, sets the screen for Kozak. The leading jumper is off the mark, off the rim twice. It's out of bounds. Touch last by Matzel, I think. Well, this slightly elevated spot behind the scorer's table has, for the most part, worked out. Got a little bit more of a vantage point. Still can't see the clock on one side, but heck, when I first started doing this, every gym had one clock in the corner, not even on the side on the end wall. Barnhart at the foul line, guarded by Zimmer. Stop and pop for Shelton. It's off the back of the rim. Going up the rebound was Butler. Gets it once, shoots, misses. Rebound Zimmer, and he tries to take off. Butler seals him off quickly with good hard-nosed defense. Now it's Kozak across half court. To Matzel, the high post. Kozak, guarded closely by Komenda. Kozak, calmly passes to Zimmer for three, and it's off the mark. Pulling it down is Shelton. 22-18, under 5 minutes to play. The chess match continues, my friends, 22-18. Butler fakes the shot and passes into Shelton. He brought the ball down. That was a mistake. I should say that was Barnhart. Boy, with these dark uniforms for Unitigo, I can't see the numbers that well. Ouch. Kozak misses a three-pointer. Rebound, Walters. A runner inside on the offensive board. Missed it. Out of bounds off Kozak, and it's Unitigo ball. Back into the lineup is Nick Becht. Sydney, strangely, has not subbed until just now. John Wingate has checked into the ballgame, replacing Brandon Walters. Wingate, also a hard-nosed hustler. There's a shot taken by Komenda. Missed, tapped up and in by, I believe, Dan Shelton. At least I hope it was. I'm putting him in the book for that 24-18. The largest lead for anybody has been six. Unitigo's had it now for the third time. They led 11-5, 20-14, and now 24-18. Acrobatic layup by Zimmer. Missed. Matzel couldn't get the rebound. Shelton quickly to Tyler Butler, right back to Shelton. And not, boy, he made the shot, really. I didn't even see it go in. I just saw him take a tumble. Or did he? No, he did not make the shot. Okay. Foul is on John Wingate. And so Shelton at the line to shoot a pair. First shot is off the back of the rim. Shelton comes in, and this is a strange statistic. Overall stats at the 11 games, Dan Shelton 5-for-6 from the free throw line. Can't believe I'm seeing that. But he misses the first and makes the second. So that's the largest lead for either team. Excuse me, and Mike Cruz comes in to replace Joe Matzel in the Sydney lineup. Kozak, bounce pass to Ward, zips it right back out to Wingate for three. Yes, nothing but net. John Wingate provides some instant offense. Wingate only his third three-pointer of the year, but he's only taken eight shots. 25-21. Sydney to within four once again, like they were at halftime. Shelton up the right wing. Cross-court pass to Butler. He's wide open for three. Oh, nothing but net. Tyler Butler, the first score in double figures for either team. 28-21. You shoot a three, I shoot a three. Cruz to Zimmer. Coming across the key is Wingate. Zimmer does not find him. Back out to Kozak, 17 on the shot clock. Sydney has almost committed the shot violation. Kozak fakes the pass, goes into Ward, or fakes the shot rather, passes to Ward. Ward hesitated just a little bit before taking the shot. Now foul's going to go on Quinn Barnhart. And if my stats are right, he is the first guy with more than one foul and we are 3 minutes away from ending the third quarter. So the defense has been sound. The hustle has been exemplary. And some of the three-point shooting has been wicked. Mike Ward missing on the free throw. Ward just 3 for 6 coming in. He keeps that 50% ratio going because he made the second one. 7 points for Mike Ward. 28-22. Travis Woods off the bench to come into the ball game. 28-22. 2:50 to play, third quarter. Shelton open for three, but it's short. Rebounded by Komenda. Komenda will back it out and start the offense again. Smart move by the sophomore. Nice wraparound pass to Beck. Back outside for Shelton. This time a mid-range jumper missed. Ward tried to battle Shelton for the rebound, and I think it's out of bounds off Ward. Woods comes into the ballgame, replacing, well, I don't know. Nobody's come off yet. Oh, Nick Beck. And Beck was the one that took the shot, by the way, not Shelton, on the mid-range jumper. Shelton was underneath for the offensive rebound. By the way, Metzl is back into the ballgame for Sidney, replacing Mike Cruz, who got all of about a minute and a half. Shot outside by Butler, going for another three. No good. Inside Woods. No good on the wraparound shot. Offensive rebound, but missed. 28-22. Kozak cross half court. Oh, he stopped his dribble way out there. Fundamental mistake on that one, but really no harm done. Wingate to Matzel. Oh, he needs somebody. Cross court to Kozak. Sidney stopping their movements for the most part. Ward to Zimmer for three. No arc, but he makes it. And a timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. Boy, he was up off the bench in a hurry. Zimmer fools us because he doesn't have an arc on that shot. And it looked short, but it went in. A minute 50 to play. 28-25. We'll take a short timeout. Unitingo by three. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back, and Unitigo comes in with a basketball with Kellen Komenda and Tyler Butler sharing the guard spot. Almost a steal by Wingate. Komenda, oh my gosh! A bad foul by Joe Matzel, who's looking at the official like he's crazy, but he just set Komenda on his rumpus, and I think the back of his head might have hit too, but maybe it just what was the look. Matzel trying to block the shot. Give him credit for that. But Komenda might have played a little drama on that too, but I think there was contact, and I think he got left off balance. Well, Komenda's enough balance to make the free throw. He's played a great game off the bench tonight, seeing a lot of time. He was only 5 for 6 coming in. This one an air ball. So he's a little embarrassed, but hey, he made one, and Unitigo back up by 4. Wow, it's back to a 4-point game. They played even in this quarter with a minute 33 to go. Kozak trying to drive in on Woods. Nice little scoop to the hoop in front of Travis Woods, who's wondering how the 5'5" spark plug made that layup over the 6'5" Woods. My goodness. And a long pass by Butler looking over for Komenda, and it way overshot. So Unitigo falling apart just a little bit with Sidney down by 2. Jim Knight takes a full timeout. A minute 16 to go. Momentum seems to have swung for the moment. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
AO Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. AO Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. AO Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Just in time to see the inbounds pass. Mike Ward into Billy Kozak. He's out there with John Wingate, Damian Zimmer, and Joe Mansell. Billy Kozak, driving layup before, really got Sydney fired up. Kozak lost his dribble, needs to, oh, goes back to it, Award goes up and gets hit on the side, and what made that foul possible is that Mike Ward, who probably could have gone up with the right hand, but he is left-handed, so I think he tried to do a little circus move just to draw some attention in case he got the shot blocked, and he got the foul. So Travis Woods with two on him. Mike Ward at the line makes the first of two. Mike Ward with 8 points. Sydney down by one with 58 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. This would tie it up, and it does. 10 points for Ward, 29 all. That's our fourth tie of the game. We've had two lead changes. See how Unitigo responds to this. Shelton into the corner, wide open. Butler, no, air ball. Rebound Wingate, bounces a pass through a double team to Kozak. Up ahead to Ward. And there's a foul on the receiving of the pass. Well, if there's a play, I would like to see a replay on that one as if. Mike Ward went up for the pass, so did Dan Shelton. Ward tapped it, or pushed it forward because he knew he wasn't going to catch it. They say Dan Shelton committed the foul. So that's four fouls on Unitigo. Wingate hands off to Kozak. Little hesitation move. He was left open for a bit but didn't take it. Kozak back out to Wingate. Right back to Zimmer. 26 seconds to go in the game clock. 18 on the shot clock. Zimmer to Kozak. Into the corner, Matzel. Couple of dribbles. Coming across the key is Zimmer. Lost the handle, gets it back. Shot blocked by Woods. Well, Travis is back in action, folks. Woods with the rejection. Sydney with 7 seconds to shoot it. The third quarter clock has 13.3 seconds to go. David Van Alstine checks back in for Tyler Butler. Kozak waiting. Oh, he had Matzel wide open. He's Matzel now with it in the double team. Back to, no time on the clock. I'm sorry. I was looking at two different clocks. I saw Mike Ward throw it up. Didn't hit anything, so it was a shot clock violation anyway. And we're tied at 29. 3 seconds to go. Here comes Kamenda to a wide open Shelton. Three-pointer short. Oh, and had Unitigo players up off the bench to see if it went in, because it was a wide-open three for Dan Shelton. Well, we are tied at 29 and take a third-quarter break. It's the kind of basketball that the local rivals love, and you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, Athletic Director Chris Hage just came out of the PA. I thought they were going to keep harping about the parking. No, he was talking about games that were canceled for tomorrow, modified games, I think because of the impending snow that's about 6 inches due between 10 p.m. tonight and 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's just my educated guess. Well, nothing to guess out here. It's 29-29, our 8-minute mark. 8 minutes to go. Sydney 29, Unitigo 29. Two lead changes and four ties in this ball game. Nobody's in foul trouble. Man-to-man defense. There goes Wood against Matzo. That one looked too easy. Travis Woods got ahead of steam, and he's been held to just 4 points tonight. He is the leading scorer for Unitigo. Wide open, Matzo gives it to Zimmer underneath. Layup is good. We're tied again. We are tied again. Zimmer with a game-high 13 points. Wow. 5 3-pointers for Unitigo. 3 for Sydney. Komenda to the right side. Open is Woods. Short on the shot. Kozak in position. Lets the ball bounce once before he grabs the rebound. 31-31 tie. Going up against Van Alstine. Van Alstine right with him. Elbow jumper. Swish! Kozak strikes again. He's got 6 points. 33-31, and there goes our lead change. Shelton, open, but he doesn't take it. Goes to Quinn Barnhart, who's back in the ballgame. Open is Komenda for three. He's got it! And a little lead change. Kellen Komenda with 9 points, his second three-pointer of the night. 34-33, Unitigo. Zimmer. They'll be talking about this one for a while. They'll be talking about this at their 20-year reunion. 34-33. Mike Ward to the left side for Brandon Walters. He's open for three. Yes! It kind of snuck in, but it's good enough for Sydney. Walters held the 5 points tonight, and Jim Knight asked for time. We've got another lead change. We've got a rocking game in Sydney tonight, just like last year in Unitigo. 36-34, Sydney by two. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Honda's, Nissans and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey. And they had a buzzer just as they started play. It actually helped get us right back from the radio timeout. Beautiful. 36-34 Sydney on the strength of three-pointer by Brandon Walters. Here comes a jump stop by Travis Woods and a foul on the floor. Joe Matzel, with every foul called on Joe Matzel, he gets irate, and he's got to watch that because he'll get more than the personal foul. Woods did that was a good call. And it's a non-shooting foul situation, obviously, and that's three on Joe Matzel. Perhaps that's why he was worried. Quinn Barnhart at the top of the key. Drives in. Nice scoop to the hoop. Too hard, but he's fouled, and this one again could go on Matzel. And it is Joe Matzel's fourth. But Mike Brzee either stays with Matzel, who is getting down on himself. I'm just watching his body language. Or he can summon Mike Cruz or Deshaun Boyles. Deshaun got up. I don't know if he was doing that as a joke or not. But it's Mike Cruz anyway. Up off the pine for Sydney, replacing Joe Matzell. That's after the required first shot, and that's Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart, another good scorer, been held to 2 points on 2-for-3 shooting, 3-for-4 shooting. We're tied at 36. Tie number 6 in the game. Now Unitingo putting on some full court pressure. Kozak sifting his way through everybody, but not getting past the 3-point stripe. Into the right wing for Zimmer. Barnhart really active with his hands. Cruz to Kozak. Kozak takes the 20-footer. It's good. I'm sorry, an 18-footer. It's a 2-pointer. 2-pointer. Got carried away. 8 points for Bill Kozak. 38-36. The Warriors maintain the lead. 2 points. They've not led by more than three in the game so far. They led 14-11. All right, bounce pass into Woods. He lost his balance for a minute, got it back, and the athleticism nets him 2 points. We're tied at 38. Kozak to Zimmer, going to drive hard to the hoop. No good, but a whistle blows, and Damian Zimmer returns to the foul line. Well, I think the referees know they're in a battle here tonight, too, or know that the boys are in a battle. They are watching things closely. They've called a very, very good game tonight. Zimmer at the line to shoot two, and the first one is good. Even the free throw shooting for both teams has stepped up. Zimmer with a game-high 14. Tyler Butler leads Unitingo with 10. Zimmer, this one falls off, but Sydney up by one. Unitingo with a chance to take the lead again. Butler, well, came very close to carrying the basketball, and it looks like Jim Knight's not going to hesitate. He calls a timeout. He's going to need a short one, so he takes it. Oh, we'll stay here. We'll stay here. So we were talking about some of the schedules going on, and it gave me a chance to look at what the locals are doing next Friday, because there are no games until next Friday, by and large. So Harpersville girls will be hosting Walton next Friday. Unitingo girls will be home to Hancock. That could be an interesting game. Sydney girls next Friday are at Bainbridge-Guilford. That could be a good game. We might do the early game on that one. Afton girls, well, we know if Harpersville's hosting, that's next week. Next Thursday, they play home against Oxford. And we'll have to give it another look. Right now, it looks like possibly BG Sydney girls could be the best game of the group. Maybe BG Sydney boys, maybe a doubleheader. All right, back to the action, Unitingo. Going to try to light it up here to take the lead. They trail by one. Here comes Butler in a strong drive to the hoop. He misses, but just like Zimmer before him, he is fouled. And the foul will be called, coincidentally, on Damian Zimmer. Now we're looking at both sides with 5 team fouls. And the shot by Butler, no good. He is 1-for-3, and if I remember right, he hasn't been to the line very much this year. No, actually, 14-for-27. He hasn't been very successful this year, comparatively speaking. But he makes the second one. He's shooting 50% tonight, just about his season average, and he's got 11 points tonight. He's got 3 three-pointers to lead everybody in that regard. Walters for three. That's going to be way short. Might have gotten a piece. Might have gotten a piece, Tyler Butler did. All right, so tied at 39, our 7th tie of the game. Forgot to mention that. Here comes Shelton. Oh, what a beautiful move. He missed the inside shot and his offensive rebound. Oh, the explosion of the hoop. All he had to do was drop it in. Easier said than done from this standpoint. Yep, he just didn't make it. Those are one of the things that happened. Mike Cruz looking for a pass to Kozak. 39-39. Ward from the foul line. This one way off the mark. So it's Kellen Komenda trying to control the tempo here for his Unitingo team. 39-39 with 3:40 to go. Not even going to mention the O word. Jump pass down inside for Woods. He's double teamed, and Brandon Walters apparently knocked the ball out of his hands and out of bounds. Woods wanted a foul. Travis Woods he's definitely grown. He's a legit 6'5". Unitinga will inbound with 18 seconds on the shot clock. All tied at 39. Nice inbounds play. So wide open, Kellen Komenda. Komenda with the 11 points. Matzel gets up off of the chair to come into the game. Ward back outside to Walters. Now Kozak and Zimmer. Sydney trailing by two. Oh, we got another lead change to Park in our book. And it looks like another 44 foul on Quinn Barnhart. So Barnhart, number 44 for Unitigo, has four fouls. 44 for Sydney is Joe Matzel. He's got four fouls. They've got as many fouls as I think everybody else combined. Kozak finds Zimmer. Now to Walters. Kozak always on the move, trying to get the basketball, and he is shadowed by Kellen Komenda. Kozak looking for anything. Matzel, left wing, fakes the handoff. Now over to Zimmer, 17 on the shot clock. Oh, back door to Zimmer. He goes up, and it's in! It's in, and he's fouled! How did he make that? Great pass! From Damian Zimmer into Brandon Walters on the pick and roll. Wow. Tied at 41. Both teams have put on quite a show tonight. Walters trying to finish it off. And does. Sydney regains the lead. Mike Brzee this time wants timeout. 42-41 Sydney with just 2:49 in this game. Can we stand it? We'll find out. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, let's see what kind of game recap we can give you audibly since we're not on TV and can't do it visually. For Sydney, they've got one guy in foul trouble, Joe Matzel with four. Unitigo, one guy in foul trouble, Quinn Barnhart with four. They both wear the same uniform number, 44. Sydney led by Damian Zimmer with 14 points. Mike Ward with 10. Bill Kozak and Brandon Walters with 8. For Unitigo, they are led by Kellen Komenda with 11. Tyler Butler with 11. And Dan Shelton with 8. Dan Shelton always a threat, though, to bust it open. Sydney leads 42-41. Unitigo with the ball. It's Komenda, Butler, Barnhart, Shelton, and Woods. Shelton backs out. He had a high post, back to the basket. Now he drives in again, lays it in. No good, but he's fouled. It's the second time Dan Shelton's taken it to the hoop with authority. First one, it looked like an easy lay-in, but he missed it. This time, he worked hard to get even close to the basket, but drew the foul, and that foul is on Mike Ward, only his first. Shelton ties it up again. Again, remember, Dan Shelton, their leading scorer, has only been to the line 9 times all year. And he makes both free throws now. He's got 10 points. 3 guys in double figures for Unitigo. 43-42 and another lead change in this quarter. There have been 6 of them. Zimmer, triple, double teamed off to Matzel, saving it. Oh, and a ball tipped by Shelton. Shelton with a 2-on-1. Gives it off to Butler. The shot is good, and he's fouled. Tyler Butler. Good pass by Danny Shelton at the last second. Flips it over to Tyler Butler, who concentrated on the bucket, absorbed the contact, and that one is all. That's the 5th on Joe Matzel. Joe Matzel comes out without a point scored. So it is crucial for Sydney to choose the sub, and it is Michael Cruz, who has started probably a third of the games, if not more, for Sydney. The 3-point shot missed. Ward taps the ball, but he tapped it to Barnhart. 45-42. Now a two-pointer by Butler misses. And out of bounds it goes. I think it's Unitigo's ball. Yep. Inbounds comes to Komenda. Komenda, low post pass to Woods. And coming in from behind is Barnhart. He scores it. Great pass by Travis Woods to Quinn Barnhart, his first field goal of the night. And suddenly it's a 47-42 Unitigo lead. So Sydney needs the timeout, and Unitigo fans going nuts. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Greg Davey back in a slightly elevated platform behind the scorer's table at Sydney's High School Gymnasium. The girls' game played earlier, won by Unitigo, 40-29. So Unitigo stays in the mix of the top four teams in the MAC. Sydney boys trying to erase a five-point deficit. Damian Zimmer double-teamed, got through it, drives it, no, kicks it over to Walters. Walters had a three-pointer, and he totally faked out Quinn Barnhart, and that might be all on him. Boy, this is very, very strange. Nobody in foul trouble except one player on each team. They wore the same uniform, and they both foul out. Same uniform number, I should say. But Quinn Barnhart has the advantage over Joe Matzel in that he scored 5 points, and it happens to be a five-point lead for Unitigo. So technically, if you want to look at it that way, the difference in the ballgame. He finishes with 5 points. One field goal, 3-for-4 shooting, and that field goal was the one that gave Unitigo the five-point lead off a beautiful feed from Travis Woods. Everyone was looking for Woods to shoot underneath. Barnhart made a streak to the basket, and Woods saw it laying. All right, here comes Brandon Walters at the line. He's got 8 points all in the second half. He's made a three-pointer. He's 1-for-1 from the line. And this is a 1-1, and he misses the key 1-1 opportunity. So Unitigo going to try to, well, Zimmer bots the ball out of bounds on a routine pass. 47-42, a minute 40 to go. This one's not put away by Unitigo, but a three-pointer just might emphasize that. Komenda, Sydney staying in a man-to-man. Kozak taking Komenda. Walters taking Butler. Shelton with the ball, guarded by Zimmer. Underneath for Beck. He muscles one up off the rim. Into the corner, it's Kozak. Tough miss there for Nick Beck. So those same guys are taking each other on the other side of the court. Komenda now taking Kozak. Butler now taking Walters. Cruz with the ball, guarded by Beck. Into the top of the key for Zimmer, who fakes the three. Still somewhat patient. Walters mishandled the ball, and he mishandled it again. Recovered by Woods ahead to Komenda. Misses the shot. The rebound by Woods, and he is fouled. I swear it's hard to see these guys in their dark uniforms. It's dark green on dark green. You know, in the 70s, they did away with that so that people could see the numbers better. So the foul on Brandon Walters, and the first shot by Woods is good. And the thing about Sydney and Unitigo playing, by the way, they are intense against each other. But I'm telling you, these guys are friends off the court. For Walters, by the way, his second personal foul. Woods trying to salt this one away. Makes a good effort with 8 points, 49-42. This is the largest lead of the ballgame for either side. So Sydney's going to have to put some points on quickly. Open to Zimmer. The three-pointer no good. Cruz with a rebound goes up and can't score, but he's fouled. Good rebound by Mike Cruz. He'll go to the line for two. That foul is on Travis Woods, his third. Mike Cruz this year at the line, 9 for 11, 82%. And the first shot is good. 49-43. And yet another timeout. I told you they had them all in their pockets for the fourth quarter. They're using them now. You can't leave them anywhere but on the court. It's a timeout with 35 seconds to go. Unitingo 49, Sydney 43. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invite you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
35 seconds to go, and that's a message for Sydney. Now, whether Cruz tries to make it or tries to miss it will be important here. They trail by six. If he makes it, they trail by five. Becomes a two-possession game with a two and a three, and they need to make some steals. They need to make things happen. Unitigo simply needs to box out. If he misses or if they make it, get the ball down the floor. Cruz, second shot. It is missed. Didn't look intentional, though. Shelton dribbling around, gets fouled by Walters. 5 seconds tick off the clock. So Dan Shelton at the line. 10 points tonight. 1 three-pointer. Unitigo winning the battle of the 3 points tonight. Both teams have had them. Sydney has had four. Unitigo has had six. Shot is up and good. Well, a combination free throw shooting tonight and rebounding has certainly led Unitigo into this one. And second one is good. Even dozen for Shelton. He's got team high honors. And the largest lead expands to 51-43, 25 seconds to go. And a steal by Dan Shelton. He's fouled by Cruz. 19.4 seconds to go. So because I am in the place I am at, and I've talked to both coaches about it, I said if you guys get the win tonight, we'll get a couple of your guys to come over for a post-game interview, and I do have the special CDO handheld mic available. Shelton just making the most of the free throw opportunities. He shot more free throws tonight than he has all season. Came in 5 for 6. He's 7 for 8 tonight. Outstanding job for Dan Shelton. And he's 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter. 53-43. And now it's Unitigo, who watched Sydney come from behind to beat them last year in a very exciting game that we didn't have a phone service at Unitigo, which just aggravated me to no end, but we fixed that problem for the next time we were there. But Sydney came from behind to win that game in a real hot gym. Unitigo returning the favor this year. And the free throws continue to rain down for the Spartans. Kellen Kamenda makes the first one. That was Walter's foul, by the way. Nets it again, 13. 12 seconds to go. Zimmer, Kozak, Ward. Kozak for three. Nope. 5 seconds to go. Rebound number 24 into the game. Dan Fleischelte. All right, well, Unitico has certainly yelling it up and yucking it up for the win tonight, 55-43. Well, we've got lots to do to recap this one, and hopefully we can do that with the services of either Coach Jim Knight or a couple of his players. And it was a well-played game. I'd almost say definitely not as wide as the final 12-point margin would indicate. In fact, that's the largest lead of the game for Unitico, but certainly it was a tight game all the way through. In the fourth quarter, by the way, there were six lead changes and six ties. So that tells you how close a game this was, and I'm watching the post game as guys who know each other are checking each other out to hugs, and it's great sportsmanship here tonight. I am proud of both teams. Nice job, Unitico. Nice job, Sydney. And again, we'll take a break. We'll have our post-game show. Here our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, our Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's all coming up on the post-game show live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Ready here, just trying to recap it all. We are going to have a couple of young men who are going to come in and help us with the interview, but they are thankfully giving me time to get all this stuff done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. The amount of three-pointers and two-pointers for Unitico. 5, 7, 12, and 17, 6. 14 and 4 is 8. Are you kidding me? 12, let's see. 8, 16. Okay, 17 for 22 from the free throw line. Not bad. All right, our post-game show on WCDO brought to you by Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. And by, oh, I already said them both. Okay. The game, first of all, quick recap of the game. We were tied four times by the end of the third quarter with two lead changes. That's pretty close in itself. The fourth quarter saw six ties and six lead changes. So it's very misleading to see the final score 55-43. But that was indeed the final score. And the recap for Sydney, they were led by Damian Zimmer with 14 points, 2 3-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. John Wingate came in and nailed a three-pointer in the third period. Mike Ward, good game for him. 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line, 9 points. Bill Kozak, 4 baskets for 8. Brandon Walters held to 8 points tonight, all in the second half. Mike Cruz, 1 for 2 from the line for 1. Joe Matzel fouled out, did not score, finishes with 0. For Unitico, Kellen Comenda, an awesome job off the bench and basically became the point guard for Unitico in the absence of injured Phil Youngs, who did start but didn't play a lot. Finishes with 13. Tyler Butler with his tops for the year of 3 three-pointers, 11 points for him. Phil Youngs got the first basket of the game. That was it for him, 2 points. Again, coming off the injury, Dan Shelton waited till the second half to come alive and of his 14 points. 11 of those came in the second half. Travis Woods with 8 points tonight, not a lot from the numbers-wise, but six of those in the definitive fourth quarter. And Quinn Barnhart fouled out, but he scored 5 points, 3-for-4 shooting. Unitigo, an impressive 17-for-22 from the free-throw line, 55 points. And again, they had 29 points going into the fourth quarter. They scored 28 alone in the fourth quarter. So they put the pedal to the metal. And again, deceiving final score of 55-43, but still impressive nonetheless, especially when you consider there were six ties and six lead changes in the final quarter. Let me, if Coach Knight's going to be here first, let me start with him. Coach, give me a second here. We'll get you on first. Traditionally, you start with a coach if you can, but congratulations. I was just commenting on the game. Six ties and six lead changes in the fourth quarter. You guys had all your timeouts in your, well, almost all your timeouts, both coaches in the back pocket. You can't leave them behind. You have to use them. It was a chess match for most of the game, but I think two teams that know each other well, man-to-man defense was incredible for both teams tonight.
It was exactly what we expected, Greg. It was a war. We expected it getting off the bus. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. Both teams, tough man-to-man like it always is. It was a matter of who executed down the stretch. We made some free throws down the stretch, got a couple rebounds when we had to, and that really was the ball game. Had to have been a fun game to watch for a lot of people in here. I've lost my voice, so I know it's a tough game to coach, but I have all the faith in the world in my guys. I knew they were going to step up and pull this one out.
And before I talk to the two big guys here, I do have to say, we talked before the game, and you said you're going to have to rely a lot on Kellen Komenda to fill in for injured Phil Youngs. Phil got your start with the first basket. You brought Kellen in. You couldn't ask much more for what he gave you tonight.
Kellen, this was a breakout night for Kellen Komenda. 10th grader, an excellent player, a lot of skills. Little nerves at times get him, but tonight was a huge night for him. We couldn't have pulled this game out without him. I know that we really missed Phil tonight, but Kellen did a good job stepping in.
And you played on enemy turf, so it's kind of a reversal of last year, but not quite as hot as it was in Unitico's gym last year.
It was pretty warm.
It's a lot of fun, though. All right, we'll turn it over to, we'll first go with Travis. And Travis, I swear you must have grown 2 inches since I saw you last the BG game here in December, but great game. And when did you guys first start to sense that you had control of this game? Because it was tied as late as 42-42.
Not until late, like with like a couple minutes left when we started pulling away with the foul shots and stuff like that.
It's easy to play. I could tell both, and you guys know each other so well, both Sydney and Unitigo. I've known that all the time. How do you control your emotions when you know you're in an intense game? You left your emotions out there. You could just see you guys were going bonkers, especially when you knew you were going to win. But there was a lot of emotion. And how do you keep that together while you're playing, though?
It's hard, but you just gotta settle down and control the game. Just control.
What do you think of the guard play tonight for you guys? Again, missing Phil, he's kind of been the glue that holds you guys together. Tonight, Kellen took his place, did a nice job.
Kellen stepped up great. We were making big shots. Kellen was making big shots and foul shots, and we played great at guards.
Tyler Butler hitting 3 three-pointers, yep. his season high, because he only came in, I think he had 17, but kind of streaky, and he hit three, I think, in 4 or 5 tries, so he really put it in.
He shot great.
So let's give it over to this guy here, because we were wondering when Dan Shelton was going to start shooting, and you guys still held the lead without you shooting, but that first three-pointer before the end of the half kind of was a defining moment for you to, like, okay, I can relax and play my game.
Well, I knew coming in I'd have a lot of pressure on me. Coach told me there'd be a lot of pressure on me, but it's not. I never feel like it's on me, because I know we have so many scorers on this team that we can go to anybody. If I have an off night, Travis has an off night, somebody else will step up, and that's exactly what happened in the first half. I was quiet, but, yeah, Phil, or Kellen and Butler, they all stepped up, and they kept us in the game for most of the game, and without them, we wouldn't be here.
Was it frustrating that the man-to-man defense for both sides was just so intense? I mean, and there weren't a lot of fouls. They were kind of letting you play tonight.
Yeah, well, there's sometimes you wanted to get a call, but you didn't get it. And, well, you just got to keep out, dig your heels into the ground, and just move your feet and get in front of everybody and just play hard. That's okay. How it goes.
Do you guys think the Shenango Valley loss might have been actually a good thing for you?
It made us, well, after that we realized we're going into that game thinking, oh, we might be unbeatable. And then they show up and they, it was a tough game. And we realized that we weren't invisible or unbeatable. And then we came back against Dye and we had a good night against them. And then we just followed up with after that.
Okay. It's tough in the MAC. You only play the teams once. You can't get Sydney back on your court.
Yeah.
The next time that you could possibly get them is either in a semifinal or what you guys are probably hoping for is the final at Suco.
Yeah. It's tough. One loss can really make you go into a spiral downward into darkness.
Wow.
This league is so tough that, I mean, one or two losses you can go to second, third, or fourth, or even drop out of the top four and not be in the tournament at all. So,
all right. Well, congratulations. You guys had a big win in a very emotional night in front of people who everybody knows everybody in here, and somebody had to come away with a win. So many ties, so many lead changes, and then you guys broke away. Not necessarily the 12-point decision that it was in the end, but you guys with the hit and the free throws. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. We our coach really gets on us about free throws in practice. If we have an off night in practice, we'll run until we get it going. So.
The incentive. All right. Well, Travis Woods, Dan Shelton, congratulations. Thanks for celebrating a little bit with us here on the air. And congratulations. You guys are now in the top spot of the MAC all by yourself.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Travis Woods, Dan Shelton, thanks for doing that. And, boy, you could tell they knew they had a mission tonight. They had a game plan. They executed it. It was tough. I guess they're a Sydney team that really played spirited basketball and almost pulled it off tonight. During the week talking to people, I say, yeah, Unitingo is certainly the favorite. They've got the experience on their side. Sydney playing virtually a new team this year with a lot of juniors and a sophomore, but they fought hard and all those ties and lead changes sent a message. I think that Sydney has a chance to get back and possibly. Possibly battle Unitingo at the at Suco, but there's still a lot of season left, and we hope a lot of games turn out like this because this was great. So Unitingo 55 and Sydney 43, time for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and that award tonight is going to go to Kellen Komenda. 13 points off almost, I mean, we say off the bench, but he played probably 28 out of the 32 minutes. Played exemplary, a couple of passes thrown away, but other than that, 13 points, a bunch of rebounds and assists, and a spectacular night for him. On the defensive side, it's going to go to, we're going to go with Travis Woods. Travis Woods, indeed, as the the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Just 8 points for Travis tonight, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. He changed a lot of shots, and one thing I did not get to touch on with both of those players, Shelton and Woods, is that I think Unitingo, if you look at the stats, they probably out-rebounded Sydney by a decisive margin. So congratulations again. Kellen Komenda, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Travis Woods, our Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. If I haven't given you the numbers yet, Kellen Komenda with 13, Tyler Butler with 11, Phil Young's first basket of the game for 2, Dan Shelton with 14, including 7 for 8 free throw shooting, more than he's had all season long, Travis Woods with 8 points, 2 for 2 from the line, and Quinn Barnhart 5 points before fouling out. He too had a good night at the line, 3 for 4, Unitingo unofficially 17 of 22, a very, very, one of their best nights in the season because they were only shooting a little over 60%, so this will certainly improve their numbers. For Sydney, Damian Zimmer led the way with 14. It was Mike Ward with 9, Bill Kozak and Brandon Walters with 8. 3 points for John Wingate, 1 for Mike Cruz. They were 7 for 12. Sydney was from the line. 4 three-pointers for them, 6 three-pointers for Unitingo. So next week we'll be broadcasting on Friday night, and I honestly don't have the specific game for you, but we hope to have a couple of local teams doing battle. Looks like Sydney BG Girls might be the way to go there, and if that is the case, that'll be a 5:30 start. We'll be on the air very early on January the 27th, which will be my daughter's 17th birthday. She sang the national anthem tonight along with Hannah Wood, Trevor Northrup, and Madison Cutting, and did a nice job. Well, this game probably is going to be one for the memory the memory lane for both of these teams, but especially for Unitico, and they'll have that memory alive all the way through on WCDO Sports On Demand. That game will be archived very shortly after tonight's, before I say goodnight, or shortly after I say goodnight tonight. Thanks again to Joe Gardner back at the station, Chris Haynes here, the athletic director, and everybody in support of the Sydney Warriors system here. They put me in a new spot, and I think it worked out okay. So for WCDO Radio Sports, once again, the final score, Unitico 55 and Sydney 43. Spartans go to 11-1 on the season and a whopping 7-0 in the MAC. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball. My name is Greg Davey. Have a great night and a great weekend.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.